Hello and welcome to the NewsRamp Health, Fitness, and Wellness Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, ready to guide you through today's most important stories. NewsRamp.com brings you curated business news from top sources, keeping you informed and ahead of the curve. A quick note before we start. This podcast is created using AI and AI voices, but all the news stories are real, and you can find the complete articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Thursday morning, August 21st, 2025, and we've got an exciting lineup of health, fitness, and wellness news waiting for you. So whether you're driving, taking a break, or winding down for the day, let's get right into it. Our first story today is
Rialta Life Sciences receives EMA orphan drug designation for RLS-0071, pegtirazimod, for the treatment of graft-versus-host disease. Rialta Life Sciences has received orphan drug designation from the EMA for RLS-01 pegtirazimod to treat graft-versus-host disease. This designation was based on positive data from their phase 2 trial for steroid-refractory acute GVHD patients. The company is currently enrolling patients in the trial at sites in the U.S., Germany, and Spain, with data expected in 2026. Rialta's CEO, David Merrick, expressed excitement over this milestone, highlighting the potential of their dual-targeting approach. The chief medical officer, Kenji Kunyan, emphasized the targeted intervention's ability to address specific pathways driving tissue damage in patients with lower gastrointestinal AGVHD. The EMA grants orphan drug designation to medicines for rare diseases, providing benefits such as reduced fees and market exclusivity if approved. Rialta's lead candidate, pegtirazimod, works by inhibiting complement activation and key inflammatory mechanisms. For more information, visit their website.
Lionheart Health is a finalist in Octane's 2025 Best Innovation in Medical Technology Life Sciences Awards. Lionheart Health, a leader in health span longevity and medical aesthetics, has been named a finalist in Octane's 2025 Best Innovation in Medical Technology Life Sciences Awards. The company's whole body regeneration chamber aims to extend health span longevity by 20 years through bioelectrically controlled and enhanced biologics. Lionheart Health licenses its technology platform to clinics worldwide with FDA clearances for various health benefits. Executive Chairman Howard Leonhardt expressed gratitude for the recognition, highlighting the company's dedication to innovation. Lionheart Health's headquarters are in Huntington Beach, CA, with additional facilities in Irvine and Newport Beach. The company has recently received multiple awards and is sponsoring the Clotho Conference in September. For more information, visit Lionheart Health's website.
State Roundup. More families use religious exemption to opt out of school vaccines. More appeals Trump denial of FEMA aid as cost doubles for WMD floods. More Maryland families are opting for religious exemptions to opt out of school vaccine requirements, despite the no shots, no school, no exceptions policy. Officials are concerned about vaccination rates, especially with the added costs of flu and COVID vaccines. Meanwhile, the cost of flood damage in Western Maryland has doubled to $33.7 million, prompting Governor Wes Moore to appeal Trump's denial of FEMA aid. Maryland's budget now includes a 2% surcharge on capital gains taxes, in contrast to Missouri's recent elimination of such taxes. The Red Cross is facing a shortage of blood donors, while federal officials investigate a former Maryland PTA president for embezzling over $900,000. And as juvenile crime rates rise, the debate over holding reckless parents accountable continues. Maryland Commerce Secretary tours Frederick projects, and the Greater Baltimore Chamber of Commerce expands its reach following the closure of the Baltimore County Chamber of Commerce.
Vaginal estrogen tablets may be safe for postmenopausal women who have had a stroke. Research published in Stroke, the peer-reviewed scientific journal of the American Stroke Association, suggests that using vaginal estrogen tablets is safe for postmenopausal women who have had a stroke. A data analysis from a health registry in Denmark found no increased risk of recurrent stroke in women using these tablets designed for vaginal use. Unlike other estrogen formulations, the local absorption of estrogen through the vaginal mucosa did not pose a risk for women with a history of stroke. The study, which included over 34,000 postmenopausal women, showed no significant association between vaginal estrogen tablet use and a second stroke. These findings provide reassurance for high-risk women, indicating that vaginal estrogen may be a safe option to manage menopausal symptoms without increasing the risk of recurrent stroke. For the ninth time, Spear makes the Inc. 5000 list at number 267 in health services. Spear Physical and Occupational Therapy has secured its place on the prestigious Inc. 5000 list for the ninth time, ranking at number 267 in health services. This recognition highlights Spear's exceptional growth and success, placing them among top-performing businesses. CEO and co-founder Dan Rutenberg expressed gratitude for the team's dedication and community support. Since its establishment in 1999, Spear has become a leading provider of therapy services in New York City and the tri-state area, with over 65 locations. The company's patient-centered approach and commitment to excellence have solidified its reputation. To learn more about Spear's achievement, visit their Inc. 5000 profile on the CityBiz website.
Biomed news breaks. BioAdaptives Inc., OTCMK BPT, receives WADA-compliant certification for MundMed from TruShield TM. BioAdaptives Inc., a developer of natural health and performance supplements, announced that its nootropic formula MundMed TM has received WADA-compliant certification from TruShield Laboratory Services. The certification confirms that MundMed contains no banned substances and meets safety standards for competitive athletes. This approval allows for the integration of MindMed into the UFC-approved supplement pool, providing fighters with cognitive performance, focus, and reaction time support without risk of anti-doping violations. BioAdaptives focuses on developing science-based natural health and wellness products for both humans and animals, leveraging cutting-edge research in stem cell biology, adaptogens, and regenerative nutrition to enhance quality of life through innovative solutions that work in harmony with the body's natural processes.
Tiny Gems Breaks, Kaliti Biotherapeutics, Inc., NYSE American, prices $6 million public offering. Kaliti Biotherapeutics, Inc., listed on the NYSE American under the symbol CLDI, has priced a $6 million public offering. The offering includes 1.47 million common stock units at $2 each, and 1.53 million pre-funded warrant units at $1.99 each, both paired with Series 1 warrants exercisable at $2 per share for 5 years. Ladenburg Thalmann is the sole book-running manager with Laidlaw & Company, UK, as co-manager. Kaliti Biotherapeutics is a clinical-stage immuno-oncology company focused on developing targeted therapies to deliver genetic medicines to distal sites of disease. Their proprietary RedTail platform features an engineered enveloped oncolytic virus designed for systemic delivery and targeting of metastatic sites. For more information, visit their newsroom at hibm.fm/CLDI.
Nutriband Inc., NTRB, when regulatory momentum meets leadership continuity. Nutriband Inc., listed on the NASDAQ as NTRB, has made significant strides in the pharmaceutical development landscape. The FDA has granted a Type C meeting for Aversa fentanyl, marking a crucial step towards IND submission through NDA approval and commercialization. CEO Gareth Sheridan has temporarily stepped aside to pursue an Irish presidential nomination, with Chairman Sergey Melnyk assuming the interim CEO role during this critical phase. Nutriband's strategic partnership with Kindiva targets an $80 to $200 million peak U.S. market opportunity by combining FDA-approved fentanyl patch technology with their proprietary abuse deterrent platform. The evolving regulatory frameworks prioritize safety enhancements for existing therapeutic options, particularly in pain management. This shift requires both technological innovation and regulatory expertise to navigate the complex approval process.
Novavax shares cut to underperform by Bank of America on growth concerns. Bank of America has downgraded Novavax to underperform from neutral, expressing concerns about the vaccine maker's long-term growth prospects. Despite recent operational improvements, the firm cited uncertainties around key growth drivers. Demand for Novavax's COVID-19 shot, Nuvaxovid, is expected to decline as the vaccine targets a specific variant, while the dominant strain in circulation has shifted. New clinical studies may be necessary under the FDA's updated vaccine framework, leading to higher costs. The regulatory environment could also complicate potential partnerships for Novavax's experimental COVID-19 influenza combination vaccine. While the company has seen short-term gains, Bank of America believes sustainable growth may be limited. Novavax shares have been volatile as investors assess the company's strategic adjustments in a changing market landscape. 15 students named National Youth Heart Ambassadors for 2025-26 school year. The American Heart Association has named 15 students as National Youth Heart Ambassadors for the 2025-26 school year. These students, ranging from 1st through 12th grade, will use their personal experiences with heart disease and stroke to promote healthy habits and support children with heart conditions. Each ambassador has a unique connection to heart health, whether as a survivor or advocate. They will work to raise awareness about heart disease and stroke prevention, advocate for hands-only CPR and AEDs in schools, and promote physical and mental well-being. The Youth Heart Ambassadors are part of the association's Kids Heart Challenge and American Heart Challenge initiatives designed to improve students' overall well-being and empower them to make a difference in their communities. GeoVax announces allowance of patent-protecting multi-antigen COVID-19 vaccine constructs. GeoVax Labs, Inc. has announced the allowance of a patent by the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office for multi-antigen COVID-19 vaccine constructs. These constructs are designed to induce both antibody and T-cell responses, providing broad immune protection against current and emerging variants of SARS-CoV-2. The patent covers recombinant modified Vaccinia Ankara viral vectors, encoding spike, membrane, and envelope antigens to generate virus-like particles. GeoVax's CEO, David Dodd, highlighted the importance of this patent in strengthening their intellectual property estate for next-generation COVID-19 vaccines. The company's multi-antigen approach aims to provide durable and broad-spectrum protection against the virus, including addressing immune escape by new variants.
Fewer donors giving blood. Artificial substitutes slow incoming chimer. The Red Cross is facing challenges with fewer donors giving blood, leading to a chronic shortage of O-negative red blood cells. The COVID pandemic has curtailed blood drives, and the younger generation is not donating at the same rate as their elders. Researchers have been working on artificial blood substitutes for 80 years, with a powdered substitute called erythromer ready for emergencies outside of hospitals. However, it is not a complete solution, as human blood's complex properties cannot be fully replicated. The Red Cross is working on enhancing the donor experience by eliminating finger stick tests with a device that passes light through the thumb. Despite advancements in artificial substitutes, blood donors will still be needed to save lives, as these substitutes are considered bridging therapies for emergencies.
Study finds heart health declining in older adults with certain cardiovascular diseases. A new study published in the Journal of the American Heart Association reveals that cardiovascular health among older U.S. adults with certain cardiovascular diseases is declining. Researchers analyzed data from 3,150 adults ages 65 and older, finding that cardiovascular health dropped significantly among those with high blood pressure, stroke, or heart failure. The gap in cardiovascular health between people with and without cardiovascular disease appears to be largely due to differences in blood pressure and physical activity. The study, embargoed until August 20, 2025, highlights the importance of supporting older adults with cardiovascular conditions to maintain a healthy lifestyle and emphasizes the need for early intervention to improve heart health. The Dairy Alliance powers NC State students at 10th Annual Moonlight Howl and Run. The Dairy Alliance partners with North Carolina State University to showcase the performance benefits of real dairy milk at the 10th Annual Moonlight Howl and Run. By providing students with dairy milk at the finish line, they help them recover and recharge with milk's high-quality protein and natural electrolytes, With its unique nutrition profile, Dairy Milk offers the optimal balance of carbs and protein for muscle recovery, making it a smart choice for active students. Participants will receive free t-shirts and glow accessories, along with Howling Cow chocolate milk to refuel with real dairy after the run. To learn more about the Dairy Alliance, visit their website or follow them on social media.
Community Direct DX, Cyanetics, and Advanta Genetics R&D merged to form Osprey. Community Direct DX, Cyanetics, and the R&D division of Advanta Genetics have merged to form Osprey, a next-generation biotechnology company specializing in PCR-based infectious disease detection. Osprey aims to improve access to high-quality care across key healthcare segments, offering an end-to-end solution for providers to operate high-complexity labs in-house. With up to $30 million in funding from Catalio Capital Management, Osprey plans to expand its R&D team by 40% and grow commercial operations by 25% in the next 12 to 24 months. Headquartered in McKinney, Texas, Osprey is already serving clients across 20 states and multiple clinical specialties, redefining PCR testing with reduced costs, faster results, and increased testing capacity. Investor News Breaks, Branded Legacy Inc., OTCB, subsidiary forms strategic partnership with McMaster University. Branded Legacy Inc. has announced that its subsidiary, BioLegacy Evaluative Group, has formed a strategic partnership with McMaster University to evaluate innovative products for populations affected by addictions. This collaboration will leverage McMaster's expertise in addiction medicine and clinical trials, along with BioLegacy's scientific experience, to develop cost-effective interventions aimed at reducing overdose deaths and promoting long-term recovery. The goal is to support rigorous evaluations, clinical trials, and regulatory submissions. Branded Legacy is a holdings company focused on health and wellness solutions, with a patented intranasal naloxone delivery device for opioid overdose treatment. For more information, visit Branded Legacy's website at hps/legacy.com.
Protect your loved ones by learning the truth about estate planning. Despite 83% of Americans recognizing the importance of estate planning, only 31% actually have a will, leaving loved ones vulnerable to legal delays and unnecessary stress. To address this gap, the American Heart Association is hosting a free webinar during National Make-A-Will Month. Participants will gain insight into common estate planning myths and practical knowledge to secure their future. The session, featuring estate planning professionals, aims to equip attendees with the clarity and confidence to make informed decisions about their financial legacy. The Heart Association also offers free online planning tools through Free Will, allowing anyone to create a legally binding will in just 20 minutes. Register at heart.org/plan for this informative webinar and take the first step towards protecting your loved ones and financial legacy.
Balfour Communities host dementia training for Louisville Fire and EMS. Balfour Cherrywood Village Memory Care, a Kisco collection, recently hosted a dementia training series for the Louisville Fire and EMS Department. In partnership with Balfour Louisville and Balfour Longmont, the training aimed to help first responders better engage with individuals living with dementia during crises. The training included practical tips on approaching, communicating with, and assisting dementia patients, as well as a virtual dementia tour experience. Chief of EMS Sean Stark expressed gratitude for the valuable training, emphasizing the importance of understanding and empathy for this patient population. Balfour Communities plan to continue hosting dementia training sessions in the future to strengthen their partnership with the Louisville Fire and EMS Department. Investor News Breaks, Isotropic Corporation, CSZO, OFSC, 1R3, launches BreastCT.com to advance awareness of dedicated breast CT technology. Isotropic Corporation, a medical device company focused on breast cancer screening, has launched BreastCT.com, an online platform to raise awareness about its dedicated breast CT technology. The site provides educational resources on Isotropic's IsoView breast CT imaging system, designed to improve cancer detection in women with dense breast tissue. As the company progresses through clinical studies and regulatory phases, the platform will continue to evolve. By highlighting successful companies in the imaging industry, Isotropic aims to position itself for future market success. For more information, visit Isotropic's website at isocorp.com.
Lantern Pharma Inc. releases latest AI breakthrough for central nervous system CNS drug development with PredictBBB.ai, a high-accuracy, open-access AI drug development tool. Lantern Pharma Inc. has introduced PredictBBB.am, an AI module for predicting small molecule blood-brain barrier permeability with 94% accuracy. The tool, based on real-time ensemble machine learning, aims to revolutionize CNS drug discovery. Lantern Pharma subsidiary Starlight Therapeutics has secured FDA IND clearance for a phase 1b/2a trial combining STAR-001 and spironolactone in recurrent glioblastoma multiforme. Lantern Pharma, a biotech company utilizing AI and machine learning in oncology drug development, offers PredictBBB.ai publicly to address the challenge of BBB penetration. More information is available at the company's newsroom. Young Americans face health insurance chaos as they turn 26. Young Americans turning 26 face a challenging transition as they must find their own health insurance. Astiva Health, focusing on racial minorities, plays a crucial role in helping these individuals navigate the complex insurance landscape. To learn more about Astiva Health, visit the company's newsroom. BioMedWire is a specialized communications platform covering biotechnology, biomedical sciences, and life sciences sectors, providing access to a vast network of wire solutions and tailored corporate communications. For more information, visit BioMedWire's website. Terms of use and disclaimers apply to all content provided by BioMedWire. BioMedWire, powered by IBN, is where breaking news, insightful content, and actionable information converge.
LabConnect unveils LabConnector to streamline lab data integration. LabConnect, LLC, a global leader in central laboratory services for clinical trials, has announced the launch of LabConnector. This new technology solution standardizes diverse laboratory data into a single HL7 format, enabling bidirectional data transfer across any participating laboratory. LabConnector is designed for IT teams and data analysts at sponsor organizations, providing streamlined, secure, and accurate laboratory data for ongoing clinical trials. With seamless integration to any LabConnect partner, it offers unmatched flexibility for clinical operations and data management. LabConnector allows sponsors to receive laboratory results into their Laboratory Information Management System, LIMS, faster than ever before, improving data quality, processing times, and reducing dependence on intermediary systems. This advancement comes at a crucial time as clinical research undergoes digital transformation, with more sponsors adopting unified standards like HL7 to boost interoperability and improve data quality. To learn more about LabConnector and how it can enhance clinical trial data workflows, visit LabConnect at www.labconnect.com.
Isotropic Corporation, CZUBU, IZOF, how a $500K device could reshape the $8.7 billion breast imaging market. Isotropic Corporation is making waves in the breast imaging market with its IZOVIEW breast CT system. Priced at $500,000, it offers a more affordable option compared to competitors. This system provides true 360-degree 3D imaging without compression, bridging the gap between standard screening and MRI. With 14 potential future indications, it promises scalable revenue expansion without hardware replacement. This technology aims to address the challenges of dense breast tissue, which can lead to inconclusive results and unnecessary interventions. Isotropic Corporation is revolutionizing breast imaging with its innovative approach to improving early cancer detection. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Health, Fitness, and Wellness Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.